The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Leader and the Muse with top personal brand coach and leadership presence guru, Rasheryl McCrary. Rasheryl teaches executives and entrepreneurs how to build their personal brands and increase their influence in ways that drive personal and organizational success. Now she's ready to help you. It's time to expand your brand. Here's Rasheryl McCrary.
Welcome to The Leader and the Muse. I'm your host, Rasheryl McCrary. I'm the president of Dow Leadership Development. I'm also a certified leadership coach and a certified personal brand strategist. And over the past decade, I have coached over 1,000 leaders in Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and leading business schools, helping them discover, communicate, and leverage their authentic personal brand. Now, for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time or you're not really familiar with personal branding, a personal brand is your unique promise of value, your unique combination of skills, strengths, values, and creative abilities. Now, personal branding is the process by which we unearth and cultivate your personal brand. Now, each week on The Leader and the Muse, we will be discussing personal branding through the lens of my Brand You program. That's Brand Y-O-U, which means brand your own uniqueness. And it's designed to help leaders and entrepreneurs unearth and leverage their authentic personal brand. Now, a little side note here. The Brand You program, I was inspired to create that, this idea of branding your own uniqueness. I was inspired by this quote by William Aruda, who will be a guest on the show very soon, and he is the godfather of personal branding. And he has this wonderful quote that says, "What makes you unique makes you successful." And so the Brand You program sort of grew out of that, helping leaders really identify their unique combination of qualities and then leveraging that, because that's where your power is. So the Brand You program, just to give you a sense of the four-step process that really helps you jumpstart your brand, starts off with step number one, which is excavate. That's excavate. And this part of the process is really a journey of self-reflection. I use some external assessment tools and other types of tools and exercises to help you unearth your unique qualities. So we literally dig those qualities out so we can sort of see what's there. The second step of the process is clarify, and that's where we sift through all the data that we gather and discover in the excavate phase, and we boil that data down to its essential elements so that we clearly understand what are your differentiators, what sets you apart from your competitors and your peers, who is your target audience, where are they? So we get very clear about the elements of your brand. The third stage of the Brand You process is embody, and that's where we look at the actual skills and practices that amplify your brand. So, for example, if you've listened to the show before, you've heard me talk about your brand pie. That's your presence, your leadership presence, your personal presence, your image, and your environment. So those three elements sort of make up your brand pie, and they live in the embody phase of our process. And the fourth and final phase of the Brand You program is leverage. And that's where we identify low impact, high value actions that launch your brand out into the world in ways that drive success. Now, for those of you who are regular listeners, you know that each week we explore various aspects of this process with our guests. And we're doing the exact same thing this week. And in fact, this week I am going to be your guest and we'll be diving more deeply into the embody phase. A lot of my practice as a coach and a consultant lives very much in the embody phase of the brand you process. And today's show, we're going to be talking about how to master mind-numbing performance anxiety. And I'll be sharing with you a framework that really helps you not only master that, but really be able to shine and work through when that anxiety hits you. So our show today is Mastering Mind-Numbing Performance Anxiety. Now, as you all know, I have done tons of coaching with executives and entrepreneurs, and many times, most of my clients, I would say, are more introverted. They're not naturally extroverts. They're not naturally, sort of gabbing it up or highly demonstrative or, you know, communicating a lot. So for many of them, delivering presentations, leadership messages, keynote addresses, things like that can be a little nerve-wracking, a little bit challenging. And so through my work, not only with my clients, but also with myself, I've come up with a model called the GIVE model, and it really helps you master anxiety and in the moment, and as well as preparing for any leadership message. So let me back up a little bit and give you a little bit of history on how I even came to this. So some of you know my background and know that I was a professional actress in theater for many years. And what a lot of people don't know is that when I first started acting, I was at New York University. I was a liberal arts major taking an acting course as an elective and fell in love with theater. But I had literally mind-numbing performance anxiety. And when I say mind-numbing, I mean the kind of performance anxiety that you just freeze. And so in the course of taking this and taking an acting class as an elective, I had this incredible professor, a quite famous theater actress and scholar and writer named Anna Deavere Smith was my first acting teacher. And I remember distinctly the first sort of public performance I had as an actor in a showcase that she was directing. And there were lots of important people in the audience. There were executives from the networks and casting directors. This was in New York. And it was really sort of a big thing. And I will never forget being on stage. First of all, even before I got on stage, just being terrified leading up to this sort of showcase where I would be performing a monologue, I think, in a scene. And I just remember just being completely consumed with terror and self-doubt and self-consciousness before we ever got to the actual performance. And then the actual night of the performance, I remember being on stage, going through my scene, and I will never forget I had on a white sort of a cream-colored jumpsuit. And I remember at one point looking down, and I could see the jumpsuit shaking. I could see it moving. And I realized that I was so terrified that I was shaking so much that literally you could see my costume was shaking. And it was just horrible. I was completely self-conscious and just very just tied in knots internally. And the inner critic was just going crazy. And I remember as I was leaving the stage knowing I had just bombed, which I did. I remember sneaking a peek at the audience, which you're never supposed to do, but I remember doing this and seeing there was a gentleman in the audience and the look of pity in his eyes as I left the stage, I will never forget as long as I live. He looked mortified for me and I was mortified for me. And so from that moment, I vowed that I would never let anxiety hijack me in that way. I would never let myself get hijacked, and whatever I needed to do to overcome that self-consciousness and silence that inner critic and be able to still perform at a high level, no matter how nervous I was, whatever it took, I was going to do that. And so that was sort of the beginning for me of sort of breaking out of my shell of just being so self-conscious and nervous. And one of the things a professor said to me, I'm not sure if it was Anna, but one of the things that really helped me begin to shift out of that anxiety was, I had a professor say to me, "Rasheryl, when you are that concerned and that nervous and that self-conscious, your focus is completely on yourself. You're self-focused. And if you can just begin to shift your focus to your audience and recognize that as an actor, your job is to communicate to tell a story to your audience, to communicate the character's point of view. It's to share this journey with your audience. That's your focus. So if you can shift your focus to that, that you're really giving the audience a gift. You're giving them the gift of the story, of the character, of the play, that you're giving a gift to them versus, you know, how are they responding to me? Am I saying the right thing? Now I'm hearing my voice. Am I doing right with my hands? What, you know, all that sort of self-focused stuff. That if I could shift my awareness towards the audience, it would help me. And true enough, when I began to shift in my mind towards, I'm really here giving a gift to this audience. I'm really here to make sure they get this message. When I stay and live in that place, then I'm able to deliver a powerful message, even if I'm really nervous. And that was that little piece of advice was the beginning of a breakthrough for me. Now it took time, it took practice, it took exposure to, you know, just being exposed to the thing you're afraid of. So it took me getting up on stage and just doing shows to really work through that performance anxiety. But the first step was really shifting my thinking around it into me being on stage giving something versus me being on stage thinking about what does the audience think about me. So that's how the give model was born, was out of that framework that I had to create for myself to really begin to burst out of that self-consciousness. So let's take this now to the corporate level. So that's a little bit of background about me. So with my clients, many times I will hear this idea, or not this idea, this experience of anxiety that happens in a few different scenarios. So today what we'll do is we'll talk about the GIVE model. I will actually walk you through that framework and do a little bit of coaching here here on the show, and then look at how we apply the GIVE model to the frameworks. So let me just tell you sort of the basic frameworks that my clients come to me and they have a real challenge with. So basic scenarios. So one scenario is, so some leaders have this incredible nervousness leading into, even before they ever have to deliver the message, just completely being consumed by nerves. You're thinking about it the night before, you're nervous about it. It's sort of this low-grade anxiety that's happening when you know you have to deliver a message, right? So that's sort of one scenario that happens for a lot of my clients. There's just a lot of anxiety. It's low grade and it's pervasive right before you have to deliver a message, and it's on your mind. You just can't escape it. Another thing that happens, another scenario that happens a lot with clients is that, you know, they have actually gotten into the presentation, actually maybe delivered a fantastic presentation, and everything has gone really well, and then all of a sudden, questions start firing. The audience starts asking questions. Maybe they're senior executives you're presenting to, or maybe they're potential investors in your business, but they start asking questions, you get a little bit thrown off, and so anxiety then hijacks you, and you have a hard time maintaining your confidence and credibility as these questions or unexpected responses start coming back from the audience. So that's another scenario. We'll talk about that. Another scenario that happens is that you're delivering a message or about to, and there's some kind of big tech problem, right? Something happens. The PowerPoint doesn't work. The projector doesn't work. The mic doesn't work. Your notes fly off the podium. I mean, all manner of things can happen, but there's some kind of technical problem or external problem that happens that creates anxiety and stress, right? So how do you get through that and maintain your confidence, credibility? And then the other one is just being nervous at the top. So for many of my clients, they're nervous at the top. They don't really know how to get started. And it takes them a while to ramp up into being really comfortable and authentic and powerful. Unfortunately, many times you don't have time to ramp up. You need to start really strong. So we'll talk about that as well. So right now, we actually need to take a break and go to a little commercial, and then we will be back. So this is Rasheryl McCreary. I am your host of The Leader in the Muse, and today we are talking about how to master mind-numbing anxiety, performance anxiety. So we'll talk about that, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now. Toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Do you want to build your brand and increase your influence? Let Dow help you. Visit us at tao-leadership.com to learn how. Dow Leadership Development helps savvy executives and entrepreneurs map out a blueprint for their personal brand in order to drive business success. How do we do this? By combining a powerful 360 assessment tool with hands-on coaching and over 10 years of experience working with over 1,000 leaders at Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and top business schools. Our signature coaching program is Brand YOU for individuals or groups. If you are ready to build your brand and increase your influence, call 216-374-2282 or go to tao-leadership.com.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Rochelle McCrary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's M-U-S-E at leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Rochelle McCreary. I am the host of The Leader in the Muse. I'm also the president of Dow Leadership Development. And you're listening to us right here on Voice America Business Channel. So before we went to the break, I was talking about today's episode, which is entitled How to Master Mind-Numbing Performance Anxiety. So I shared with you my own journey from being incredibly freaked out about standing on stage and having to perform as an actor and growing out of that, working my way out of that to actually being on stage as an actor for many years and making a living doing that. And now the work that I do in coaching and executives and group coaching programs, keynote addresses, where I have to stand on stage and communicate all the time. It's my job. So I really, if you're someone who's listening and, or you know someone who really suffers from performance anxiety in any way, shape, or form, make sure you have them listen to this, this episode. It'll be in iTunes afterwards. You can go to my website, www.tao-leadership.com. That's www.tao-leadership.com. And they can listen to it after we're done here. So as I was sharing in the previous segment, the model or the framework that I began to use to really work my way out of the nerves and the self-consciousness, I've entitled that model the GIVE model. And it's based on that first incredible piece of advice I got from a professor who told me to focus on giving to the audience, that I'm giving a message to the audience and not be so worried about how the audience is perceiving me or am I doing a good job or do they like me? Those sort of self-focused things, to focus on giving a gift to the audience. So I entitled this framework, I named it the GIVE model. So the GIVE model has four elements. I like the number four. And so the four elements of the GIVE model are grounded, intentional, visualizing, and embody. Okay, so grounded, intentional, visualizing, and embody. Those are the four elements. G-I-V-E. And I'll talk us through those elements and give you a little taste of how I would coach someone or how you might be able to use any one of these elements of the framework or all of them. And then I will circle back to some of the top challenges that leaders face, whether you're an executive or entrepreneur, that you face when you're communicating and you're hit with these with that kind of anxiety that just really stops you in your tracks. Okay, so let's talk about the first element of the GIVE model, which is grounded. And the thing about anxiety is that it's a really powerful energy. And, you know, it's electric. I refer to it as almost being like electricity, right? It's incredibly powerful. And like electricity, that anxiety energy needs to be grounded in order for you to control it and channel it into something productive, right? It has to be grounded. Otherwise, it just goes haywire. And if you've ever struggled with anxiety, particularly performance anxiety, you know what that feels like when you get zapped with anxiety and you feel like you're circling the drain, or you start to have the flight or fight response, where, you know, maybe your breathing becomes really shallow, or your heart starts racing, your palms start sweating, you start shaking, and physiologically, your body is dumping stress hormones into the system like cortisol and adrenaline. I mean, all these things start to happen when we're zapped with anxiety because it's such a powerful energy. So the first part of this framework for really beginning to master that is to think about, how do I ground this energy? How do I ground it so that I have mastery over it versus it being able to hijack me? So there are a couple of ways that you can do this. And these are exactly from the pages of my coaching book that I work with my clients. So I'm giving you exactly what I do with my clients to help them really master this, and this works. So the first thing is, and this may sound really simple, I'm just gonna put that out there up front. It's gonna sound really simple, but it's incredibly powerful. One of the biggest ways that you can get yourself grounded, meaning you can manage that energy, that anxiety, is to just breathe deeply enough, long enough, right? Breathing deeply enough, long enough. Now, I know it sounds really simple, but that one act is incredibly powerful. Most of us breathe really, really, really shallow, in a really shallow way. So maybe just a little bit up, you know, maybe your breath goes to about the chest or top of the chest, right? Most folks do not walk around what I call belly breathing or yoga breathing. If there are any yogis out there, you know, yoga breathing, or you might have heard diaphragmatic breathing, right? That really deep, full, slow breathing that calms you down. And the more that you can do this, just breathe deeply and breathe slowly, the more you calm yourself down. Not only is this is not just a psychological thing, it is scientifically proven. There's research that shows that you can actually change the pH level of your blood. You can slow down your heart rate. You stop the release of toxic stress hormones into the system. All these things happen if you breathe deeply enough, strongly enough. Now the challenge, this sounds so simple, but it's not easy. Because the challenge is that when we're hit with a big stressor, when you're hit with senior leadership firing questions at you, or the plane has incredible turbulence all of a sudden, or, you know, you're hit with some big stressor, all of a sudden the deadline has been moved up 2 days and you're not prepared, the tendency is to clench and just try to get through it. It's almost counterintuitive at that point to breathe deeply, right? Typically we tighten up, we clench everything together, and we just power through and, you know, just try to get through it. And so the first part of being grounded is a little bit counterintuitive, and it seems simple, but it's not quite easy, and it's really just breathing deeply. So that's number one. So let's just take a moment now. And if you're able to, if you're listening to me at work and you're able to do this, or wherever you are, I want you, just as I'm talking, I want you to take a nice deep breath through the nose and just breathe all the way into the belly. Literally feel the breath go all the way down to the belly, even below the belly button. And as I'm talking, I want you just to take 3 to 5 really deep breaths. So just breathing in through the nose and letting that breath go all the way down to the belly, and just really feeling yourself begin to settle and calm down. Now, obviously, I'm stretching this process out. When you're actually in giving a presentation or in the middle of something, a professional situation where you're stressed out, obviously, you can't stop and do this kind of breathing. But I want you to get a sense of and get comfortable with it and get a sense of what it feels like to breathe really deeply and how that begins to calm you down. Now, also notice that as you begin to calm down, there's more space for you to think, right? There's more space in your brain, not so tight and so much clutter, thought clutter going on that you can't think. When you begin to breathe and relax just for a moment, all of a sudden it unlocks the cognitive process and now you can think, right? You're not stuck. So that's one element of being grounded. The other element that goes hand in hand, and while I'm talking, I want you to keep breathing really deeply into the belly, slow everything down just for this little segment. So the second part of being grounded that works hand in hand with the breath and really supports it is your posture, right? So again, typically we're hit with a stressor, and what do? We clench everything, our shoulders are up around our ears, we're breathing really, very, very shallow, taking very shallow, fast breaths. And somehow we think that we can get optimal thinking from that situation, or somehow we think that we can get the most powerful presence and confidence and credibility from that situation. It's just not true. So the companion piece to breathing deeply is your posture. So if you're able to right now, I want you to either stand up, or you can even do this in your chair. If you're in a chair, I want you just to slide up in your chair so your back is straight. Just slide to the edge of your chair so your back is straight, your feet are flat on the ground, they're not, your legs aren't crossed, your ankles aren't crossed. And I want you to just continue to breathe deeply all the way into the belly as you're sitting in your chair and get a sense of really being grounded and strong and powerful as you're sitting in your chair, right? So you're not sort of leaning to one side, you're not leaning back, you're not slouching, your legs aren't crossed, both feet are on the ground, solidly planted, your back is straight, and you're ready for action. You can stand up, you can lean to the side, you can, from this position, which I call neutral, sort of your neutral, you can go anywhere, and you're breathing, you're grounded, and that's one way to do it when you're sitting down. Now, if you're standing, if you're able to stand, it's very simple. You're going to stand up. And I'm doing it now as I'm talking you through it. And this is exactly what I do with my clients. And I want you to hit neutral, which is your feet are under your hips. Your hips are under your shoulders. Your shoulders are down. Your arms are down by the side. And you're just taking a nice deep breath into the belly. And you feel grounded. You feel like you can spring into action. You can move forward if you're talking. You can point to something. You can turn around to point to something behind you, refer to the PowerPoint. You're in a position of power, so you're not standing just on one leg. You're not standing with your hands on your hips. You're not standing with the legs crossed. You're not weaving and bobbing back and forth and doing what I call the nervous dance, that sort of repetitive, nervous, anxiety-riddled motion that sometimes you see folks get into when they're presenting. So this idea of being grounded is physically feeling like not that you're frozen, but that you're planted like a tree, like you're just rooted into the ground, and yet you can spring into action at any time. So when you put those two together, the breathing and that neutral stance, then you are now prepared to launch into a powerful leadership message or delivery of anything that you want to communicate. This stance also is sort of home base, so that if you feel yourself getting anxiety riddled as you're going through your talk, this, if you can get back to neutral and that deep breathing, it brings you back home. You can think. You can work your way through whatever's going on. So now this element, the grounded piece, this is the foundation for being able to have mastery over mind-numbing performance anxiety. It is also the foundation for having incredibly powerful leadership presence. And that's a huge part of your brand, as we've talked about before. So it's actually time for us to take a break. I am Rasheryl McCreary. I'm your host of The Leader in the Muse. We're right here on Voice America Business Channel, and we'll be right back after the break talking about the GIVE model and how to overcome. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Do you want to build your brand and increase your influence? Let Dow help you. Visit us at tao-leadership.com to learn how. Dow Leadership Development helps savvy executives and entrepreneurs map out a blueprint for their personal brand in order to drive business success. How do we do this? By combining a powerful 360 assessment tool with hands-on coaching and over 10 years of experience working with over 1,000 leaders at Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and top business schools. Our signature coaching program is Brand YOU for individuals or groups. If you are ready to build your brand and increase your influence, call 216-374-2282 or go to tao-leadership.com.
Up-to-date business and financial news. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790.
The experts are here.
Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Rochero McCrary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's M-U-S-E at leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Hey everyone, welcome back. This is Rochero McCrary, your host of The Leader in the Muse. I'm also the president of Dow Leadership Development. And if you'd like to find out more about us, please be sure to visit the website, which is www.tao-leadership.com. That's www.tao-leadership.com. So we are talking about how to master mind-numbing anxiety, performance anxiety, something that many of us deal with in ways large and small. So I was sharing with you the GIVE model in the previous segment. We were talking about sort of the foundational piece of that model, which is this idea of being grounded. So one quick practice I want to leave you with. So if you want to practice being grounded and get into the habit of doing that, again, that is the being grounded and breathing and in your body and strong and centered is the foundation of having powerful leadership presence. It is the foundation of really emitting confidence and credibility. Think about it. Some of the most powerful people that you ever see, or most powerful leaders you see, whether on television or in your communities or at work or wherever it is, typically those people are very grounded. They move with secure with confidence. They project credibility. They're usually not running around frantic, more worried about what people think about them. You know, now that doesn't mean that they might not be able to, they don't have a quick tempo or a quick pace. They do, but most really powerful leaders, if you really watch them, move very confidently, very carefully, very centered, and it's very clear. So this grounded piece is really, really important. So if you'd like a quick practice for the grounded piece, and again, this episode will be in iTunes in a couple of hours, or you can download the MP3 from the site. But a quick grounded practice is to stand or sit with your back straight. And as I had you do in the previous segment, I want you to take long, deep breaths through the nose, completely filling the belly and the chest cavity. And I want you to breathe at least 7 times, all in, deeply into the belly, inhaling through the nose. You can exhale through the mouth just silently. But if you do that 7 times, you will be amazed at the before and after in terms of how you feel, how clear your thinking is. It sort of clears out the mental debris. It quiets that inner critic. and it gets you into a really strong and powerful and clear and centered place. So give it a shot and see what you think, and be sure that you can go ahead and email me at info@tao-leadership.com. That's info@tao-leadership.com. And you can let me know how these practices work out for you. So the second part of the give model, so the G of the give model was grounded. The second part is intentional. And that is really around being intentional, having a pure intention around your leadership message or the message that you're about to deliver. Now, keep in mind, this give model is really set up to help you manage anxiety and really be able to perform at a high level, even with some nerves, when you're delivering a leadership message, when you're communicating a message. So this intentional piece is incredibly important. So intention is your purpose, right? Intention is a sort of clear and powerful and driving purpose. And your intention drives your action. It drives your action or your actions, right? So if you think about it, let's take this to the extreme just to illustrate something. So let's say if you have a pet, let's say you have a little dog, and I'll use my little dog as an example. So let's say my little dog Yogi, let's say someone comes in the front door and Yogi shoots out the front door out into the yard. And I don't want him to run out the door. I don't want him to run out into the street. It's, you know, cars are coming up and down the street, but he shoots out into the, out of the front door. In that instant, everything in me is going to do what is necessary to get him to come back in, right? I'm going to yell at him. I'm going to slap my hands. I'm going to, you know, in a very firm voice, yell at him to get him to come back in the house. I'm going to run out there and grab him, whatever it takes to get him back in the house, to stop him, right? My intention is so strong that my voice will accommodate, you know, yelling if that's what I'm going to do. I will automatically start to clap or gesture to get his attention. I will sprint out there and try to grab him out of the front yard, right? So think about for yourselves, I mean, times where you have a really high intention, you don't have to worry about, what am I doing with my hands? You don't have to worry about, okay, how does my voice sound? What do they think about me? What do the neighbors think? If your intention is really strong and powerful when delivering a message, everything in your system, your voice, your body, your mind, your thoughts, everything just rushes into alignment to support that intention, right? So if I'm trying to stop Yogi from running out into the street, everything in me, my thoughts, my actions, my gestures, everything is in complete alignment to stop him. Okay, so now let's take this to a business setting. When I'm super clear about my message and my intention for the message, then again, my entire sort of ecosystem of Rochero lines up to support that. My voice, my body, my facial expressions, my actions, my gestures, everything gets into alignment. So in a business setting, maybe what I'm trying to do is, maybe my intention is, I want to go into this meeting and I want to shake up my team so that they can, you know, think outside the box and really see that there's some other opportunities on the horizon. So I want to go in there and shake them up. I want to really get them to I want to break the paradigm and get them to see outside of this little world we're living in. So let's say that's my intention. I want to go in there and just rattle them up a little bit. Well, even in me talking about it, and maybe you can hear this, I'm making the gestures of shaking up. My voice is supporting that. Everything within me is geared towards doing that, right? In a business setting, you might want to go in and your intention is, I want to get buy-in. I want senior leadership to sign into this project, give us the budget we need so we can move forward. And when you have that intention, it's really strong, everything in you supports that. Right? You go in, you're really purposeful. I'm going to get buy-in. I'm going to make the case to them. There's no way they can turn this down. I am going to get them to sign on the dotted line. Right? So even here, how, as I talk about this, that I become really intentional in that way, right? The same thing happens for you when you have a strong intention. Intention drives action. So you have to think about, the other thing I want to say is not only does intention drive action, it also deletes a lot of other extraneous stuff, like that inner critic that can go a little crazy and, you know, whisper in your ear all the time. It deletes all of your sort of self-consciousness, because when you have a strong intention, keep in mind, that's going towards the audience. It's going towards the audience. It's all about the audience at that point. So one thing I want you to begin to think about before your leadership messages is, what's your intention for delivering this message? What are you trying to do? What is your intention? What do you want the audience to get? What are you trying to give to the audience? What are you trying to do to the audience? Right. So to begin to think about what your intention is, that's a huge part of, being, you know, really the master of your performance and not letting the anxiety be the master of your performance. So when you are in this place of being intentional, you will also notice that your thoughts become very, very clear, right? Becomes very, very clear. Things that, even if you're talking about something that's a little bit complex, if you have a really strong intention, your brain will figure out, how do I break this complex thing down into something that's really simple to make sure people get it, right? Because intention, again, is all about the audience. What do I want to make sure they get? What am I giving to them? What do I want to do to this, to my audience, and have them feel, right? So that's what intention's all about. So a practice for intention is to take a moment before an important leadership message that you have to deliver. And when I say before, I mean, you know, a few days before, a week before, and to really get yourself into that sort of that neutral position and your breathing, and to really think about what is my intention, and choosing a clear intention. You know, what do I want to do to my audience? Do I want to inspire them to sign on to this project by touching their emotions? Do I want to motivate them with a really clear call to action? Do I want to shake them up and get them to see things differently? So as a leader and as a communicator, you have to really think about, what is your intention? And when you really get that intention front-loaded, trust me, the anxiety and all the other stuff sort of falls by the wayside. Because, you know, going back to my example of, you know, the dog runs out of the house, or your kid, you know, runs into the street, you're not thinking at that point about what you're going to say or what you're going to do with your hands or any of that stuff. We're wired to immediately respond. Once we have an intention, we're wired to have all of our systems sort of get into alignment and deliver that intention, to drive that intention. Okay, so that's intention. So the third part of the GIVE model for mastering anxiety, and we just have a couple minutes before we go to break, so I'm going to start off with it and then we'll wrap it up in the next segment. But that third piece, the V in the GIVE model, is visualize. Now, this was a huge technique for me. This was incredibly powerful for me when I struggled with performance anxiety as an actor. And it may have been the same professor say to me, you know, Rochelle, what you need to do is start visualizing the performance. Part of your rehearsal process is, you know, coming in to the actual rehearsal hall and going through, you know, the rehearsals. But a part of your process outside of that and your prep has to be you visualizing the outcome you want, visualizing you going through every single scene, and that you're shining, the character really comes through. Visualize that the audience is really embracing you. Visualize that the rest of the cast is embracing you. It's safe. So there were lots of different ways that I began to use visualization to start to see the outcome I wanted, to start to visualize the outcome that I desired. And so when I began to do that as part of my practice, it sort of built the muscle for me around, you know, seeing the outcome before it happens. And I'm not a sports person, but I do know that many athletes do the exact same thing, right? Part of their training is that, Olympic athletes, particularly world-class athletes, really visualize the outcome, visualize success every step of the way, so that when they get into the performance, they've already sort of created the space for that to happen. So we need to go to break. I'll come back, and I promise we'll jump right back into visualizing, and we'll wrap up the last piece of the model and how you can use it. So this is Cheryl McCreary, your host of The Leader in the Muse. We're right here on Voice America Business Channel. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now toll free 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Do you want to build your brand and increase your influence? Let Dow help you. Visit us at tao-leadership.com to learn how. Dow Leadership Development helps savvy executives and entrepreneurs map out a blueprint for their personal brand in order to drive business success. How do we do this? By combining a powerful 360 assessment tool with hands-on coaching and over 10 years of experience working with over 1,000 leaders at Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and top business schools. Our signature coaching program is Brand YOU for individuals or groups. If you are ready to build your brand and increase your influence, call 216-374-2282 or go to tao-leadership.com.
Zoom Leadership.
It's the big picture issues of the day, up close and personal capabilities of leadership, and a desirable future of constant renewal.
Zoom Leadership.
It's the economic crisis made clear, patterns and perspectives of leadership, and the importance of changing the way we pursue our future. Join host John Schmidt every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time.
Zoom Leadership.
An inside look at what's really going on in business, government, and civil society. Tune in every week on the Voice America Business Channel.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Cheryl McCreary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's muse@leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Hello, everyone. This is Cheryl McCreary, your host of The Leader in the Muse, right here on Voice America Business Channel. And today's episode is entitled, How to Master Mind-Numbing Performance Anxiety. And so I've been sharing with you a model that I have used, and I've worked myself to overcome my own mind-numbing, paralyzing performance anxiety. And I also worked this model and elements of it with my clients. And so I know that this works. So many of us are challenged with anxiety when it comes to standing up in front of a group or giving a presentation or sometimes even in challenging one-on-one conversations. So that's what we're talking about today. So right before the break, we were talking about the third part of the GIVE model, the G being grounded, the I being intentional, the V being visualizing or visualize is sort of the third step. And so one thing that was occurring to me that is really interesting is, you know, for many of my clients, they played some kind of sport at some point. So maybe in college or in high school. And so part of the training, you know, part of sports training, and again, I'm not a sports person. I was an artist, not a sports person, not a sportswoman. But a lot in that training, it's very, very similar to the training in some ways that I had as an actor, right? So, there's sort of the repetition and the drills, the practice in theater, we call it rehearsal. Where you're, you know, learning new skills or learning new techniques or learning a new script, and you rehearse and you rehearse and you rehearse and you prep. And so there's some real parallels there. And in this visualized stage of the GIVE model and handling anxiety, it's really about seeing the outcome you desire before it happens. And that is a technique that is used time and again to train world-class athletes. To really, really see yourself performing every single part of that game and going through the game. And what's interesting to me is that many of my clients certainly have some kind of sports background, and yet they don't think about using those same training and preparatory techniques that you use to play a sport in the sport of leadership, right? And, you know, in using it to deliver leadership messages. You know, I think that because as leaders, you're typically delivering a message by talking. And I think it's easy to sort of fall into the trap of thinking, well, I'm just talking. I'll spend all my time preparing my PowerPoint slides and spend all my time, you know, working on the presentation and my slides. And then when it's time to get up and deliver it, you know, I'll practice it a few times. Or I'll think about what I'm going to do, and then I'll jump up and deliver it. And I think it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking, because I'm just talking, I don't really have to put in the time. You would, if you're an athlete, you would never, ever, ever go into a game, go into a performance, okay, a game, and not practice, or just think about what you were going to do, but you didn't really warm up, you didn't go up to all the practices, you didn't, you know, do all those things. And same thing with an actor. You would not go into performance without having rehearsed, right? So it's the same thing for leadership, this idea. So anyway, interesting parallel between some of these techniques that are used in sports and could also easily apply to leadership. So this idea of visualizing the outcome you desire and the outcome you want, visualizing that in advance. So here's a quick practice. So you're going to get to that relaxed state that you get to when you're grounded, right? So you're going to go to grounded, which is breathing, neutral position, really deep belly breathing. And from that grounded place, you're going to get a little bit clearer about your intention. What is your intention? Do you want to inspire? Do you want to motivate? Do you want to, you know, get buy-in? What is your intention for your audience or once you deliver the message? And then you're going to visualize your audience responding, right? Visualize yourself going through the different parts of your presentation, going through the PowerPoint, visualize the audience really understanding it and receiving it. They really love what you're saying, or they're responding in the appropriate way. Just walk yourself through that visually before it ever happens, and continue to do that until you feel completely confident. You could even visualize some snafu happens, the technology breaks, and you make you improv your way out of it, or you can come up with, you know, any number of things. Imagine senior leadership firing questions at you, and visualize yourself answering the questions, just responding. They're firing questions, you're responding. I just got this image of the Matrix, right? They're firing questions at you, and you're like Keanu Reeves in the Matrix. And just really fielding those questions and responding and really in a powerful place. So just begin, just spend a little time, maybe 2 or 3 minutes just visualizing in leading up to your presentation, right? That can go a long way. So the very last step of our GIVE model of mastering performance anxiety is really embody. Embody is a word I use a lot, it's such a rich word. I like the word embody. In theater, as an actor, when you really know the play that you're performing inside out, like you could just say your lines in your sleep, you know your blocking, meaning where you move on the stage, those kinds of things. In acting, we call that getting it in your bones, right? And the director can tell as you're going through the process, by observing you, whether the show is in your bones or not, right? You know when the show is in your bones. When it's in your bones, it's second nature, because you've rehearsed, you've practiced, you've done all your work, and it becomes automatic pilot, right? And many times when an actor has a show in their bones, that's when you see incredible performances, those kind of transformative performances where the actor becomes the character, right? When that show is in the character is just in the bones. And so for leaders, I'm going to also suggest that you, maybe not for every presentation, but certainly for your high stakes presentations, that you rehearse and you say the practice is for you to rehearse, for you to deliver your message out loud, and for you to feel yourself being grounded as you deliver it, feel yourself being inspired. Feel yourself inspiring your audience and motivating your audience, or whatever that your desired intention is, to really know your presentation inside out. So it literally is in your bones, so that no matter what questions come at you or what technical things may happen or whether your presentation time on the agenda was 20 minutes and now it's 3 minutes, you can still be confident and credible and deliver a powerful message. So your practice is to go through that give process, get yourself grounded, get yourself an intention, visualize yourself confidently and successfully delivering your message to a supportive audience. And in the embody phase, you're going to practice delivering that message out loud, stand and deliver, no thinking about it, just literally getting it in your bones, walking around your office, deliver it to the dog. My dogs have seen so many keynotes and presentations you would not believe. They have a lot of presence too, by the way, and they have great personal brands from all the work that they've seen, that they've observed with me. So I'm joking here, but you get the point. You know, find ways to practice this stuff in low stakes environments so that when you get to a high stake environment, you then can get yourself to neutral right away. If you feel anxiety or something has happened, it's throwing you off, it's now become a habit for you to breathe really deeply and get yourself under control, right? To master that anxiety. So that is the GIVE model of mastering performance anxiety. I hope this has been helpful for you. This is exactly what I do with my clients. And more importantly, this is exactly what I have done for myself in really helping myself overcome mind-numbing, paralyzing performance anxiety. So if you'd like to learn more about the GIVE model or any of the work I do with coaching, either one-on-one or with groups, feel free to go right over to our website. It is www.tao-leadership.com. That's www.tao-leadership.com. And my name is Cheryl McCreary. Just send me an email right there on the site, and I'll be happy to talk to you, give you some tips and pointers and advice. So thank you so much for joining us on The Leader in the Muse. We're right here on Voice America Business Channel, and we're here every Friday at 12 noon Pacific. Bye.
Thank you again for listening to The Leader and the Muse with Cheryl McCreary. Please join us again next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. See you then.